Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
Hey, the Zotti Coaster!
Take them home, Miss Ann Goodley. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Miss Ann Goodley. Go ahead.
Where's that?
Tell them what you know, Miss Ann Goodley. The Zydeco Stomp is where it's at and where it is. KRVS, I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old-school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, 88.7 FM KRVS and online worldwide at krvs.org. Mostly cloudy on the outside, 77 degrees, but the weatherman says change is on the way, but it's still the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's the big cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air.
Pop them tongue.
On the air with Lil Nate.
Pop them tongue.
And the Zydeco Big Time.
Don't you make me ashamed.
Pop that tang.
Pop that tang. We came to party tonight. Let's get the Zydeco on.
Live at Festival International de la Louisiane. Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Time.
Right here.
Pop that tang. And we popping it on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
New Orleans in the house tonight, child. Shame. Zydeco right here, man. Singing my song.
Lil Nate and Azotico Big Time live at Festival International downtown Lafayette. Almost 4 years ago, 2015. This is a live Blu-ray and CD that Lil Nate put out as a set.
It's a combo package.
Yes, indeed. Lil Nate and Azotico Big Timers live in downtown Lafayette. We heard Pumping On Me and also Pop That Tang to get us kicked off with another edition of the Azotico Stomp. I'm Herman Fuselier with Sean Ardwin, the man himself. What's going on, Sean?
What's happening, Big Daddy?
You and I talk all the time, but I think this is the first time you've been back on the show since.
This is. My wife said, why are you going to the radio station? I said, because I hadn't been since I got the nomination.
That's right. And like I said, we've talked a bunch, but you hadn't been on the air, so get us caught up. It's been a grand time, to say the least, for Sean Ardwin.
It's been rolling, man. Yes, indeed. It was great. The whole time I was up there, I enjoyed it. I hired a publicist. So
okay.
They introduced me to something very new called gift suites. Gift suites are where you just go in and just give you stuff.
Ah, wow.
They get, like, you know, you hear about the swag bag at the Emmys and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big room with nothing but stuff like that.
Wow.
And
nice.
I got to go to two of them.
Now, times I covered the Grammys, they didn't have that for the press.
Well, no. You see, that's something that's away from the Grammys.
Oh, gotcha.
That's not
gotcha.
Something the Grammys
All right.
does.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah. You know, unless, of course, you win.
Yeah.
And you go back to, you know, or you're like super famous, maybe they might have that for you. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I've heard stories, but I haven't had access.
So that Creole Rock and Soul CD, not one, but two Grammy nominations.
Two Grammy nominations,
and you were crying tears of joy on the day that they came out.
It was phenomenal, man. Just to think about it, because in our category, it's hard enough in our category, the regional roots category, to get nominated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it encompasses the entire country.
Yes.
So
yes.
You got the Hawaiians, you got the Native Americans, you got the Poca people, you got the New Orleans people, you got Cajun Zydeco, and you got any other regional roots music around the country that will qualify. So you've got to expose your music to an entire, you know, in the entire country.
Yes.
It's a lot harder than it was whenever it was just the Cajun Zydeco category.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so to get nominated is extremely important, extremely huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
And then to get Kick Rocks, to have that get nominated in the American Roots category is just, you know, people are like, yeah, well, you know, you can put it in that, but, you know, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, because that takes you into the Americana category.
Right.
And the Americana category is huge. So my song was able to elevate over 350 other entries.
Yes.
With people like Willie Nelson.
Who's
a finalist. And Brandi Carlisle, who won it.
Yeah. And won four, I think, a whole bunch.
And, you know, and see, you know, we don't know who Brandi Carlisle is, but she's a multi-platinum winning artist.
Big time.
She's big time.
Yeah,
So it didn't hit me until I saw a graphic that the Grammys put out for that category. You know, it's my picture with John Batiste, who's on TV every night on CBS. You know, CBS with his TV show with that late night show.
Right.
Willie Nelson, John Batiste, Brandi Carlisle. I had to research her, but then I was like, "Dang, she's huge!"
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Anderson East, who is an R&B artist, you know, who has his own, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
and me.
There you go. You part of the party too.
I was elevated, man. You know, and so that's a testament to having a good product.
Yeah, you know,
people say things about the Grammys, but at the end of the day, the Grammys have processes put in place to counteract you trying to do things on popularity or you know, stuff like that.
It's a peer award.
It's a peer award in
the music industry.
People in the music industry who know.
Yeah.
So you know, so the fact that Creole Rock and so that Kick Rocks got considered in that, and that they were like, you know, yeah. They was like, this is it. This is Grammy material. This is top five material in the country, in Americana, in 2019. I'm like, wow.
That's a huge accomplishment.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, and for the rest of your life, you'll always be a Grammy nominee.
I say it every day. You know, when people ask
about take it away from
me. Billions of people in the world, thousands of nominees, even less winners.
Yes, indeed.
That's an exclusive club.
Right, right.
That's an honor in and of itself. Yeah. But what it did, though, you know, me and my wife were in the Grammys. See, because there's two ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the
yeah.
premiere ceremony happens, and that's where 75 or 80 Grammys get given out.
Yeah.
And then they go to the TV show.
Yeah, which is just really 10 awards for the TV show.
Which is
show.
Really just 10 awards. So the bulk of the Grammys is done earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm down. I'm quiet. You know, I'm still Sean, so I'm still upbeat. But in my head, I'm just like, man, what could I have done different? You know, what I'm saying? Just like, ooh. But then about an hour into the show, I leaned over to my wife and I said, okay, that's done.
Yeah.
Now it's time to move on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
And I said, you know, the scary part about this, babe, is this. Now I have a level.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've tasted it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, everything now is like, let's go.
Yeah.
It's a level.
Yeah.
You know,
because I think it's something every musician should experience. I've been fortunate to cover it for the newspaper and as a member of the Recording Academy, with some committee work. And it's hard to put into words just how special it is.
Yeah,
and
man.
Just to be there and see the pomp and ceremony of it. And, you know, a lot of stuff you see on primetime TV, it turns some people off. But it's more to it than that.
It's way and more to it than that.
And I always say people should really broadcast more of the afternoon, which you can see it online, but more of the afternoon ceremony because, you know, the performances are great.
Yep.
It's a lot of names you may not know, but some you really do know.
Yeah,
or you can learn. And it's, you know, it's so much happening there. It's a great grand experience every musician should be a part of.
Yeah, we recently had conversations with some higher ups in the membership thing because we were expressing that same thing. People don't really know, but just understand this: the Grammys are aware that people have a conception of what you know of what it is, you know, but that's not it, and they're actually putting forth an effort to figure out how best to convey that
good.
To the general public, that it is peer awarded,
yeah.
That it's not some, you know, just old white guys smoking cigars in a room saying, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
It's not, that's not it. It's peers, people who are in the industry.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like when with Beyonce and Hello, what's her name?
Adele.
Yeah. With that whole controversy. Yeah, I mean, that was legit. Yeah. If you sit down and you listen to those two CDs side by side, you know, you take into account the musicality and the impact that it, you know, they were competitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so it wasn't a big thing where Beyonce should have dominated. No, because six or seven number one hits came off of that CD for Adele.
Right.
You know, maybe one from Beyonce?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, industry-wise, that CD changed the industry because she dropped it at midnight and it was multi-platinum.
Oh, yeah. Overnight, before.
You can't take her boss status away.
No, not at all.
But that's the beautiful thing about the Grammys. Your boss status gets put to the side when we start considering CDs. It's project to project.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why my project was able to elevate in the American Roots category because my song stood on its own.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so let me be a testament to the fairness of the process.
Yeah,
because I had absolutely no idea. Now I put it on my vision board. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put it into action. I did everything I could.
Yeah.
But then the song made it happen.
And there's room at the table because there's a Creole guy from Lake Charles, Louisiana, with Willie Nelson and Brandi Carlile and
John Batiste and all them other people. Hey, there is room at the table.
Yes.
If you go and look for a seat.
Yep. Participate.
You got to participate. If you don't participate, you know, it's really hard to win.
Yeah.
You know, now if you're one of those cats who are like a multi-platinum in the TV and people's eyes every day, yeah, you don't really have to participate.
No.
Because, you know, people are going to do it on your behalf. Yeah, you know, your reputation going to go. But if you're not that dude, you might want to participate.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Because you're going to do some legwork to have to make people aware of your stuff.
Yeah. And as you demonstrate so well, things can happen.
Things can happen.
Things help you put
this. Because I talked to a guy, he's with a major rock and roll band. And we were at one of those gift suites, and I said, "You going to the nominee party?" He says, "What's that?" Mm. This guy's got 6 nominations. His band's got 6 nominations before this one.
Yeah,
and he's never been to the nominee. He said, "They usually just send those to the record label."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, man, there's a whole event. It's really cool. You should go."
Yeah,
he said, "You know what, man? I'm gonna go." And as I was walking in, he was walking out. He said, "Thank you for letting me know about that, man. This was really cool." He said, "Matter of fact, we didn't get 2 of our medals a couple of years.
Wow.
I was like, you know, because he's touring the world.
Yeah,
he's doing a thing.
He's
don't
busy.
Really,
yeah.
He's
oh,
busy.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
Like, you know, and he's got people doing it for him.
Right.
You know, but.
They're not doing it like they should.
You did.
Sean Ardway with us here on the Zydeco Stomp. You're not going anywhere, huh?
I'm with you, babe.
Creole Rock and Soul. Here's a selection from the CD. In It for a Minute on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM.
And one night.
do it.
Let's go. Let's go. I don't have time to play with it. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I'm from the root. I done been many miles and I got many miles to go. But these miles I'm gonna go on another level. You want them levels? You gotta pay with everything you got. Yo. So what's up?
Sean, that's almost autobiographical.
You know?
Keep on moving. Sean Ardoin from that two-time Grammy-nominated CD, Creole Rock and Soul. But that's you right there. That's that's your story.
Got to keep on moving.
Yes,
you know
indeed.
What I'm saying? And for a little while, it looked like the sky was great. You know what I'm saying? Flowers won't bloom. all the cloud. You know, this can't be my life. I don't know what to do. But I'm going to keep on moving, and everything going to be just fine.
That's all right. That's all right. Sean Ardoin with us here on the Zydeco Stomp. First visit since his two-time Grammy nomination and trip to the Grammys.
Yes.
And, Sean, you sent a lot of pictures back on social media. Who did you get to rub shoulders with? I know it's a long list of people.
Bruh, long list of people, but the most surprising for me is Courtney B. Vance.
Mm, okay.
That's Angela Bassett's husband.
Yeah, oh yeah. A lucky man.
right. And because we got our medals around the same time. I took a selfie with him, and then from that point, he just kind of hung out with me, and then we went got some food, and then, look up, and he just hanging.
Yeah.
We took our pictures right after each other and took some pictures together, with our medal, official pictures from the Grammys.
Right, yeah.
And then he just hung out with us all night long. Then he gave me his phone number, we started talking, mm-hmm. doing some texting, but not a lot. Like, we're not like boys.
Right. Yeah.
But for the Grammy time, we was tight.
Cool.
I'm doing my interview on the red carpet. He came behind me, hugged me like, hey, what's up, boy? Mm-hmm. What's happening? He took a picture of me while I was getting my, doing one of my interviews and sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
Just a really good dude. Layla Hathaway, got to meet her.
Cool.
Got to meet the guy, Esai Morales, the actor.
Okay, all right.
Yep, got to meet him. He wanted to hear the CD. He's like, yo, man, send it to me.
Yeah.
Here's my cell. Hit me up. Send me the information.
Yeah.
We text back and forth,
Yeah.
It was.
And you've always been a guy to network, but just to network on that level.
That's a whole. Like I told the guy that produced the CD for me, Aaron Lindsay, six-time Grammy winning,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah.
I say, Aaron, bro. I said, you know what I realized, man? I said, not that I know, but most of the people in this room know who I am.
Yeah.
I said, this is tripping me out. He says, nah, bro. He said, this is what you're supposed to be.
Wow.
He said, I'm not surprised at all. It's your anointing, man. This is what you do.
Yeah.
I was like, well, praise God. All right. Yeah. Because it did freak me out in that half of the party, which was a huge room. I took a picture of that room.
Yeah.
And that room, I knew most of the people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were from all over the country. And, oh. And we cool, cool.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, this is a trip, but it's cool.
What a blessing!
It's a blessing, man. Just know that I'm taking our culture everywhere, man.
Yeah,
I'm taking it everywhere.
I'm
putting it on the map, doing everything I can to put it on the map
the way it should be. So, with all this happening, and what's next for Sean Ardoin?
Grammys on the Hill.
Okay,
I talked about that with MC a little bit. Grammys on the Hill is when they take the 100 top influencers for the year and they take them to DC to lobby Congress on the behalf of artists,
mm-hmm.
because Spotify and a few other people don't really pay artists a fair rate.
It's sinful what they pay. But
it's very sinful, but it's set up that way. And until, if it wouldn't be for the Grammys advocating for it, they would be much worse.
Fractions of a penny.
It's fractions of a penny. So a million streams of a song will get you maybe a few dollars.
Yeah.
Because
Roddy Romero and their Gulfstream CD did that really well. I forgot how many hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
They got a check for $50.
Yeah, so, hundreds of thousands ain't getting you nothing.
No.
Hundreds of thousands ain't getting you no money. Tall to tall.
Wow.
We're going to fight for that. We're always fighting for that, but we're going to the Grammys to do it again. And the legislation that got passed last year was the first bill, was one of very few bills, I don't even know of many, that were bipartisan supported.
Good.
And they voted in with no dissensions.
Congress agreed on something?
Congress agreed on music.
Go ahead.
Amen. And so like I tell people, music and food are the two things that people can bring people together no matter what your belief or your background.
That's very true.
And so we're using that to help advocate for artists.
Yeah.
And that's big, especially on artists on our level who don't have the millions of streams.
Yeah.
So that if we can get to hundreds of thousands, we can actually that can actually be some good mailbox money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just
walk to the mailbox and get a check.
That's
some good living there.
Go get it. So we got that. I always put out this every time I come, I need people to help me out with the Creole Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you want to be on, I'm going to call it the board because of right now I'm the board with a couple of people like Monica Jean-Pierre and my family that I enlist help, like Vanessa and Trey.
For people that don't know, explain what that is again.
The Creole Hall of Fame has been set up. We're in our third year. We've initiated two classes, and that's to recognize the outstanding achievement of Creole people in the world,
mm-hmm.
Creole achievements and contributions in the world.
Yeah.
And and we're going to go international this year. Okay. We're going to recognize the international Creole person, because I don't know if you know it, but by 2028 or so, they say Creole is going to be the number one language in the world.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that before when you came on the show.
Yes,
yeah.
because of Africa, you know, you got so much French speaking. And see, Creole is not just French speaking; it's Creole, it's Italian Creole, it's Spanish Creole and French Creole and Portuguese Creole.
Yeah.
So they're all Creole.
Now, I found out recently, I don't know if they have it's their own language, but Australia has the Creole population.
New Zealand? Aborigines.
Okay, all right.
They're the Aboriginals. Okay. So I don't know if they're Creole, because they were the original people of Australia.
Gotcha.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like the Native Americans here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they were here.
Right.
I don't know if they're Creole or not, but you know, hey.
Right. Yeah. Very interesting. So how can people get involved?
Creole Hall of Fame with a K on Facebook. Creole, okay. K-R-E-O-L-E, Hall of Fame on Facebook. Send me a message that you want to be involved. See how you can be involved. We're always taking donations. Every year the ceremony gets better and better. We started in a small room the first year. Last year we had it at the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to eventually get to the point to where it's a gala affair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Grammys and the Oscars and, you know, all these Hall of Fame awards.
Yeah.
It's going to be something like that.
Yeah.
Eventually,
yeah.
That's the big goal. Also, we want to eventually get a brick and mortar. So we have our eyes set on some historical districts and some grants and stuff like that that we can use to get that brick and mortar and tie into a historical district in Lake Charles. So, you know, we're working on that as well.
Okay.
So that it can be a destination.
Yeah.
You know, because Creole is a destination.
Yes, indeed.
It should be.
It can be so many things.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. But Sean Ardoin, it's a pleasure as always. You going to hang around?
I'm going to hang around.
I'm going to put you to work now.
I know you're going to put me. I came wrecked.
482-6991. People say Herman Fuselier, you don't answer the phone. But Sean Ardoin.
Every time Sean is here.
Every time Sean is here, I put him on the phone. And not to take requests now, but we love shout outs and birthdays and anniversaries and things like that. So if you got something going on, I just want to say hello. 337-482-6991, 482-6991. Sean Ardoin, man in the phone. I'll be on the mic and on the CD players with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown, on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS, 88.7 FM.
Show of gladness, but don't let my If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud to beg? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? From walking out that door, ain't too proud to be. No, don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to please, baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl. Baby, 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 baby.
Hi, this is Connie G, and you're listening to Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fugile on KRVS 88.7 FM. Les bon ton relâche. Ça c'est bon.
And I'm gonna give it to you right. I see it in front of you right, girl. But I'm gonna put it in you. We can have a drink or two. And I'm gonna make it do what it do. Can get it, girl. Can get it right now. You can get it, girl. You can get it right now. You can get it, girl. Can get it right now. Yeah. can get it, girl. You can get it right now. You can get it, girl. You can get it right now. You can get it, girl. You can get it right now. Yeah.
Chavis and the Magic Sounds.
This is a Boozoo Chavis and the Motor Dude Special.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Live at Festival Acadien Creo 1989 on the festival stage. Boozoo Chavis and his Magic Sounds, the Motor Dude Special. And Sean Ardway here with us on the Zydeco Stomp. Sean, it still did my heart. I remember that day when you took Philip Gould and I around to see the old dance halls or where they used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were taking pictures and I saw the sign, Wilson Boozoo Chavis Memorial Highway. I had to take a picture
Lake Charles,
with the sign.
Louisiana,
and,
man.
Oh, man, that touched my heart so much.
Yeah, you was excited.
Just to see that. Oh, yeah, I was. I didn't know it was there to begin with, and then to see his hometown recognize him like that, that's beyond cool.
That's very, very rare.
Nice. Yes.
Very, because we don't have a Rockin' Sydney Memorial.
Which there should be.
Which he had the Grammy, and he was the most popular ever.
Yep, oh, yeah, the only million seller.
Multi-million seller.
Multi-million
this
seller.
This is the only one.
Right, that's it.
And you know, maybe I have to, you know, maybe.
And that's been 30 years ago.
Look,
maybe that's the that's the next goal.
Look, I'm going to go on record right now as saying that Rockin' Sydney will be in the Hall of Fame this year.
All right, go ahead. It should be. No doubt about that.
Yes.
And before we heard from Boozoo, we heard from his popular, I think they're cousins. I think this is what Leon told me. Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames from his CD, This All I Know. Get it right now with Chris Ardway on the background vocals. And Leon sounding good on that CD. Had some good Motown sounds from the Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And that was topped off by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown. More Motown classics here on the Zydeco Stomp. I'm putting Sean Ardoin to work, and Sean, people been calling.
Barbara Young Pete, she's Dennis McGee's descendant. She wanted.
Oh,
she
my
said
goodness.
She said she loved it. She got three radios on blast.
All right, go ahead on.
Got Mr. Floyd Anderson. Floyd Anderson called.
Hello, Danny. Mr. Floyd. Good
hey,
to
Floyd.
Hear from you. Huh?
He said he's shaking a leg this morning as much as he can shake.
Go ahead. That's the way to do it.
DJ Mindbender called in.
DJ Mindbender.
Yes,
go ahead.
And then my frat brother Adrian Ed called in. He said, man, I heard you on the radio. I had to call in.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yep.
And I got to give a shout out to you. Mentioned DJs the past week. I talked to DJ Ron Richard. He tunes into the Zydeco Stomp, and I listened to him
on the Golden Voice.
The Million Dollar Voice, the man with the Million Dollar Voice.
Million Dollar, my
and
bad.
Also Stephanie Smallwood from Z105.9.
Yes.
We talked this weekend. She says she listens to the Stomp, so thank you all so much.
You know, it crosses all barriers.
Yeah, oh yeah. And like I always say, when it comes to Zydeco, we're warriors in this. I don't consider competition because there's so few radio stations and playing Zydeco music.
Remember when we had Zydeco every day? And like six shows on a weekend?
Yes, oh yeah. The good old, I hate to say good old days.
It was the good old days.
That was a big thing.
It was the good old days, man. I remember, you know, on a Saturday, I couldn't just come park over here like I do now.
No.
I had to move
that's
around.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I had some ground to cover.
Oh yeah. But we're still keeping it going. We're all in this together and doing what we can to promote the music and culture, no doubt about it. Don't forget you can give Sean a shout out and we'll announce your name or what's going on, 482-6991. 482-6991 as we get a little blues on with Marsha Ball.
And Party and Company.
Amen. What would I do without you? Blues time on the Zydeco Stomp. Somebody pass me the strawberry hill.
Don't deceive me. Please don't leave me. What would I do without you to see me through? If you leave me, then you'll grieve me. What would I do without you to see me?
This is Yvette Landry. You're jamming on a Saturday afternoon on the Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7 FM.